And about it, there are these two Rigvedic stanzas. Now, this is a very significant thing. To be able to make us understand what was the knowledge that was given to Sri Krishna, he is actually contained here. Sages behold the glory of the first cause as enveloping all like the day and shedding radiance from the heaven above. Having beheld that exquisite light high above all darkness, and having beheld it also in our own hearts, we attain to that God of gods and noblest of all lights, the sun, the noblest of all lights. Now, this translation is, according to me, very inadequate, doesn't bring out very fully. But let us try to read. This is the one sentence in Sanskrit we shall read first. Udvayam tamasaspari suha pashanta uttaram devam devatra suryam aganma jyotir uttama. This is the Sanskrit text. Udvayam tamasaspari pashanta uttaram. Udvayam tamasaspari, that is to say, tamasaspari, beyond the darkness, jyotihi pashyanta uttaram. There was a higher light. Uttara means higher. Uttamam is the highest. Uttaram is the higher. Beyond the darkness was perceived Pashanta Uttaram Jyotihi, was perceived the higher light. That was the first step. This was the description of the Vedic knowledge, that there is darkness in this world, but the Vedic rishis made experiments and found out that this is not the end of the world. There is darkness, but there is also a kind of a knowledge. There is light, of which we are not aware, but if you make an experiment, you will see the light. This is the first secret which is given. Udvayam tamasaspari pashanta uttaram jyotihi. Then, devam devatra suryam aganma. Beyond jyoti is surya. That is to say, beyond jyoti, which is just beyond the darkness, which is also called swaha. If you read this, the whole sentence, you will see the word swaha is also there. Udvayam tamasaspari jyotihi pashanta uttara swaha. So, there is swaha. It is from there the word swarga and all this has come. Beyond this world of darkness, there is a realm of jyoti, of light. But beyond that, devam devatra suryam aganma. But then the gods were approached, and the supreme god was approached, which is described as surya, the supreme light. Jyotihi uttamam. If you see the last phrase, it is jyotir uttamam iti, jyotir uttamam iti. The uttama light, not only uttaram light, but uttamam light. The supreme light was seen. Now it is a revelation of three things. The world is a world of darkness. Beyond that, there is a world of light. But beyond that, there is the world of the supreme light. It is when you realize these three things that you don't need anything more to know. All that is to be known is known. Knowing which everything is known. Yasmin jnate sarvam jnatam bhavati. That there is a distinction between the higher light and the highest light. Even this is a distinction which is very important to make. Not many people make a distinction. When they see light, they say, I have seen light. It is the final term. But to know that there are different grades of light, as in the Isha Upanishad, it is said that there is a golden lid which is hiding the supreme light. And the supreme light is the light of the sun. Pushan apavrino. It is addressed to Pushan. Pushan is the growing sun. It's the name of the sun. So, as in the Isha Upanishad, also the highest knowledge is given, where the supreme form of light was made effulgent by breaking the lid, which was golden, and which may you might be tempted not to break it, because it seems so bright and so beautiful, so golden. Hiranmayena patrena. It was so much golden that to break it was a great task. So Swaha Jyotihi is the Jyoti of this golden lid. And beyond that is the highest light. It is this knowledge which Sri Krishna was given by Gora, and having got it, he said, I am now illumined. So this is given in the Chandogya Upanishad itself. So that there was a Krishna who was the son of Devaki and who was an illumined man. And in a sense you might say that if the Bhagavad Gita has a supreme secret, this is a supreme secret. In the whole Bhagavad Gita's real teaching is contained here itself. Sri Krishna gave this teaching to Arjuna, that there is a rahasyam, there is guhyataram rahasyam, and there is guhyatamam rahasyam. So guhyam rahasyam, guhyataram rahasyam, and guhyatamam rahasyam. These are the three secrets of the Gita, and that sums up the whole of the Gita. So the guhyam rahasyam is only this, that what you are seeing is not all. That is guhyam rahasyam. Guhyataram rahasyam is that there is a higher light, Swaha. Guhyatamam rahasyam is that there is a supreme light. And that light is the light of the sun. Now what the word sun meant, if you want to understand the significance of sun, then of course you will read the whole of the Veda. It is because this knowledge was prevalent at that time, that when the word sun was used, it was understood what is the meaning of sun. It is a sun in which all the rays of light can be combined together like a laser beam. Laser beam, today laser, if you speak, people understand what is the meaning of it. Similarly, at that time the sun was one in which all the rays of light can be marshaled together. And when you attain to that knowledge, there is nothing which is dark. The darkness is completely dispelled. Now, this is a historical fact given in the Upanishad. It's an independent body. Therefore, there will be no surprise that if Krishna existed, that if Krishna was the son of Devaki, and if he happened to give a knowledge on the battlefield to Arjuna, there will be no surprise at all, even historically. And if the knowledge which is contained in this verse of Chandogya Upanishad is actually the sum and substance of the whole of the Gita, if this is a fact, then why should there be any doubt about the fact that Sri Krishna gave this knowledge to Arjuna? I think we should stop here today.